All right, Longshot Ken here for Nonproductive, and I have the pleasure of actually having one of my favorite Impractical Jokers, James Murray, with me today. James, how are you?
Hello, Ken. How are you today?
We are doing great. I got to admit, I just recently got into the show after I had so many of my friends beating me over the head saying, I really need to watch this because it's right up my alley.
You have good friends.
But what we do want to talk about today is you have a new book out.
I do, my first book.
And it's
very exciting.
And it's called Awakened. And now let me get this straight. You've been working on this for a long time.
Well, the story of it, I don't know if you know the story of Impractical Jokers, but the book has a similar story. The, you know, Jokers, the guys in acting in the TV show, we've been friends for 28 years. We were regular guys. We are regular guys. We had no cousin in the business. We didn't have an uncle that connected us. We didn't audition for the show. We weren't discovered. We just failed for a really long time and worked really hard and got it ultimately. And the book is the same exact story. I wrote it 14 years ago. It's this fast-paced, exciting, page-turning summer book reading kind of thriller that takes place in the subways in New York City. I wrote it 14 years ago. I spent a year of my life. It was long before Jokers. I spent a year of my life writing the book and getting into what I thought was great shape. And I sent it out to every publisher in town. I'm a nobody back then. I was on TV. And it got returned to me unopened by every single publisher. They wouldn't even read it. How crazy is that?
That is ridiculous.
So I was like, oh, man, this is nuts. Like, a whole year of my life gone. Fast forward to now, how amazing our fans are for Jokers. HarperCollins ended up buying the trilogy from me. So, and the story of the book is, the topic of it is, I think, really interesting, too. It's in the near future, New York City built this brand-new subway system called the Z-Train. It's like this super high-tech, modern bullet train kind of system. And underneath the East River, they build this gorgeous underwater visitors pavilion, like glass and steel. The inaugural run of the train, on the train itself is the mayor's wife, 100 lucky New Yorkers. When the train rolls into the underwater pavilion, all the passengers are missing. The cars are covered in blood, and a crimson handprint on the wall. And all the windows are shattered outward. So it becomes this great mystery. What happened in that subway tunnel in the 6 minutes from Jersey City? And what you come to learn in the book is that what's going on underneath New York City is far, far more terrifying than anything you ever possibly imagined. It's cool, right? It's like a movie or a TV show.
It is so awesome, actually. And we are huge genre fans. I mean, come on. You got to be a little bit of a horror sci-fi nerd in order to come up with something like this.
Totally. Come on. I'm not sure how old you are, but that's my, you know, I grew up with Aliens and Terminator. I mean, come on. Some of the best. The Descent, one of the best movies. The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Of course.
Man, he's great.
Of course. So tell me a little bit, because you actually have help with this book. You have Darren Weirmouth helping you out here.
So here's how Darren and I got together. So when we sold the book, HarperCollins was like, all right, can you have time to whip it into shape, polish it up, or modernize it? You know, there are no flip phones anymore. and our schedule was just too much on Jokers. I said, you know what? They said, why don't we bring in somebody that you love that you can work with to polish it up? And so I interviewed a bunch of people, and one guy stood out above all the rest by far, and it's Darren Weirmouth. He's a best-selling author, British guy, just the loveliest, nicest guy in the world. And we bonded immediately. We hit it off almost from the beginning. And him and I have a really good collaborative process. And we whipped into shape together, and he's just been a hell of a collaborator and just the nicest guy to work with in the past year and a half.
Awesome. Now, this past weekend, too, you also had released The Awakened Experience. Now, this is really cool. Tell me about this one.
So what we did was I was like, you know what? Why don't just do like a little cocktail party for a book launch? Most book launches, you know, a little wine, a little cheese. People kind of sit around and stand around and talk about nothing. Maybe they do a book reading. So I said, why don't we do this? We wrote like, you know, like the TV show 24, like how like half the episodes were amazing, like amazing TV. The other half were kind of bullshit episodes. So the book reads like the best episodes of 24. And I was like, this needs to be seen. You need to experience it as much as just read it, because it is written in that very visceral way. So what we did was we partnered with this the number one haunted house company in New York City, Blood Manor, and we built the book into essentially a haunted house. You go from room to room to room, all the major set pieces in the book. So you start in the torn apart subway car. It's full of blood and gashes, and clothing left over, no passengers, shattered windows. You go from that room into, we built the subway tunnel where the railroad ties are splintered and torn from the tracks and there's blood everywhere. And that's your first encounter with something kind of terrifying. And then you go from there into the creature's nest, which is, of course, like another world. And that's where you get scared, to pieces. And you run from that room into Darren and I's waiting arms, where we hug you and assure you that it's fiction. and we get then you get a copy, an autographed copy of the book, a photo op. It was wild. And we had like some crazy cameos. And Hugh Jackman came by, went through the experience. Ray Romano came by. It was crazy. It was a book launch unlike any other,
That is so cool. Now, one of the things I also read, this isn't just a singular thing. There is a game plan with this book moving forward. We're talking trilogy?
The book is a trilogy. Every summer for the next 3 years, there will be a brand new Awakened book coming out, evolving the whole mythology of it. And simultaneously, my background is in TV development. My job outside of Jokers for the past 12 years, I've run development for a TV company. My job is literally to create and sell TV shows. So the plan with the book all along was to pitch it as a TV series. So with that in mind, I partnered with IDW Comics, which is one of the biggest comic book companies in the world behind Marvel and DC. And we are pitching it as a television series in less than 4 weeks, July 18th. So it's coming up close.
Well, let me ask you, getting IDW behind you, is there a chance that we might even see a comic book adaptation of this?
That, my friend, is a very, very good idea and might be in the works as well. We'll see.
All right, cool. Now, one of the other things I am curious about, I'm sure your friends over at Impractical Jokers have read this already.
Q has. I'm not sure Joe knows how to read. But no, Q, Q's read it. Q read it 14 years ago and loved it. Sal and Joe support it. But, they haven't read a book since Of Mice and Men in sophomore year of high school.
Oh, my God. Well, the other thing, too, is, you got a great response from Brad Meltzer, who actually gave you a nice line, too. That's some pretty high praise.
Yeah, he's such a great guy. Obviously, we respect him greatly as a writer. He's one of the best out there. Just a killer quote. And the reviews that have come in are great, too. So Darren and I are thrilled, literally thrilled,
Now, we know that there's the possibility of a series if everything picks up, one book a year. We've talked about the book. Where do you go from here now? Where do you go after this run?
Yeah, we've got a whole plan. So Darren and I, obviously, Awakened is a trilogy. We've got another idea for a fourth book, which is a prequel to the whole thing. That would be a fourth book. And then Darren and I have two other ideas for standalone horror books that we'll develop as movies and TV shows at the same time, unconnected to the Awakened universe, that you're going to love as well. So, we've got, essentially, we'll have six projects in development. It's just, him and I just riff off each other really, really well and have very complementary skill sets. Mm-hmm. So it's just been, that's the plan. I would love to create this brand new horror franchise.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Why not? It sounds amazing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And let me ask you, do you have Darren there with you at all by any chance?
He's behind me in the back seat, which is not why I'm saying these nice things about him, by the way. I say it when he's not around, too. But he's behind me in the back seat as we drive to, we're doing a book signing shortly in Philadelphia.
Well, no, I'm only asking because we have established he is British, right? And yes. He's going to be with you for at least another week or so. So I was kind of curious what your plans are for 4th of July. And does Darren actually feel awkward celebrating America's independence from England with Khmer?
He is going to come to my family's house on 4th of July. And I assured him we are not holding a grudge in any way. when I invited him, he goes, that's next Wednesday? He goes, what are you guys celebrating? I mean, what we're celebrating.
Nice. Now, and real quick, too, where do we go with Impractical Jokers from here? Because season seven just finished, right?
We just finished filming the Impractical Jokers movie 1 week ago.
Oh, Get Out.
It comes out in theaters next year. How cool is that?
That's going to be awesome, dude. And congratulations to everything, the show, the book. I can't wait to find out where everything goes with this book, because the way it's sounding, I would love to see a series of this out of this point. And I still don't know enough about it,
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You're going to love it. I appreciate the interview and your time and the support.
And again, the book is The Awakened?
It's called Awakened. Just Awakened.
It's Awakened. And Murr, how do we go about getting our hands on it?
To pick up a copy of Awakened, go to anywhere books are sold, online or in stores, or you can go to awakenednovel.com for all your Awakened needs.
Awesome. Murr, thank you so much. It's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the holiday coming up, and enjoy the rest of all the press running around.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your hospitality today.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Have a great night.
You too, bud. Bye-bye.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.